Right. Last night, the police officers from Jakarta Police Station visited our area at around 9 o'clock during the time when at Orlando nightclub, where the people were watching soccer. The teams which were playing during that time, the soccer player which was actually played yesterday, people were watching soccer, and the police officers came and started beating people around, and they were actually in riot gear. And they invaded the nightclub at Mapanzure's business center.
Why were the police beating people up?
Actually, we don't know, but probably it's a follow-up of the ZANU-PF rally, which there was a ZANU-PF meeting prior to their actions. It was poorly attended. I think it was a reaction to discipline the local people so that they can actually follow probably the instructions of ZANU-PF, because actually they did not attend the ZANU-PF rally, which was at the business center.
Were any people injured?
Yes, most of the people, mostly teachers who were actually watching soccer, they were just rounded by police officers and they started beating them. Some actually, like Mr. Manasa, he was injured. His leg is wounded. He's seriously wounded right now. And most of the guys were actually beaten. Some were being staged. And Mr. Godo lost his $20 during that time. Yes, the local person, I am actually disheartened by what the police is doing. They are now making people afraid of the police, and two, people do not have trust in the police officers these days, because you cannot expect people just to come around and start beating people. Some of them were actually moving around during the 9 o'clock is not a bad time for people to move around, but actually people were just beaten from nowhere. Teachers of Mapanzure School were among the people who were beaten there. The ZANU-PF people, actually, they want teachers at Mapanzure Secondary to participate in their activities. So the reason why they are actually beaten is because probably they did not attend the meeting. These are just assumptions.